for Jets 360, Ethan Greenberg here with Marcus Williams. Marcus, he had a 31-yard reception on a fake punt. Just what happened? Where did you start preparing in practice for that?
Well, we've been practicing that since, since camp. And we were just, and it was in the game plan this week. If they gave us the look that we've seen on film that they've been doing the past few games before, we've seen if they gave us this look, we're going to go for the fake. And Locke, he put the ball out there, the great pass. I came back and got it and started running, tried to make a cut. Luckily, Tez was there, gave me a little extra boost, and I ran out. I seen the clock. I said, okay, I got to bounce. I don't have any timeouts. So try to get the first and a little bit more yardage and get out of bounds.
What did you think of Locke's throw?
Oh, I think it was pretty good, you know. He threw a few better ones in practice, but, hey, he made it happen in the game time. It was a big play. I had to make sure I came back and got it and get upfield.
Defensively speaking now, the game plan was to stop Leonard Fournette. Yeah. Similar to last week's formula, as a cornerback, what changes your mindset when you know that the game plan is to stop the run?
I mean, well, you always got to be expecting pass at all times. But when you're going against a running back like him, you know you got to come out there and bring your hard hat. You got to go out there and just make sure you're focused, make sure that you're ready to come down and crack. If it's a crack, you got to make sure you get down there and ready to tackle. But, I mean, as a whole, as just being a corner, you got to think it's always going to be a pass. You don't ever want to get sleepy because that's when they come out and throw a deep one. So you just got to be ready for it.
And then lastly, pretty wild game here at MetLife Stadium. What was Coach's message afterwards?
Just remember this feeling, guys. I mean, a lot of people doubted us at the beginning of the season, but we know what we have on this team and this group of guys, man. So just keep fighting, and let's bring this show on the road next week.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yes, thank you as well.